I'm always saying this. There are so many uses for toothpaste, and Ned has discovered yet another. What is today's tip, Ned?
This is true. Toothpaste does more than anyone really thinks, which is honestly sometimes scary when I hear the things it can do. But anyway, this tip rules. And it doesn't have to be toothpaste. I've just found this like the easiest one. But if you're hanging like a picture on a wall and it specifically has a bracket, like with the little teeth, not a string. This doesn't work with string. This is a bracket specific tip. So on the back of your painting, put a little toothpaste on the bracket, push the painting up against the wall at the height you want it hung, and when you then take it back off the wall, now you can see exactly where the nail needs to go for the bracket to be in the perfect position.
I love that tip. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that does not account for the difficulty of then trying to get the painting onto the bracket.
Well, that's a whole separate thing, right? You need to put the...
How do you do that?
I mean, you just have to keep the nail far enough out from the wall that it
slides
down.
No, there has to be a better way.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have this problem.
Well, you know, if anybody has tips for me specifically, there's got to be a way to streamline this, not just like feeling around and hoping.
Or doing that thing where you put your head against the wall,
yes.
But you can't see because your eye isn't
you
level.
You cannot see.
You're lying to yourself.
Lying to myself. It never works. There is a painting that I'm looking at right now that is so horrifically imbalanced, but I then pretended afterwards, I was like, I like it like this.
Yeah, this is how I meant it to be.
Artsy.
Yeah. Well, Tippendales, if you have other tips for this specific problem, please comment them. Please submit them on dailytipspodcast.com and let us know how you feel about toothpaste on your walls, I guess.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.